This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
I'm Amy Mayer. Small farmers in the Salinas Valley are reeling from the recent loss of federal programs. What they want most is to feed their communities. The Trump administration is making that harder. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs spoke with three of them.
Yo más que cultivar vegetales estoy pensando a las personas que se las voy a entregar.
Ayudar a otras gentes a que pues tengan una vida mejor. Más saludable.
Y me motivaba mucho saber que todo esto se la come la gente de mi comunidad.
These three farmers, Noemi Avalos, Everardo Solorio, and AC, all want to be a source of healthy food for their communities. AC has been farming for 4 years in Salinas. KAZU is using her initials because she's worried about immigration enforcement. She grows strawberries and organic vegetables on a 3-acre plot at ALBA, the Agriculture and Land-Based Training Association. As a relatively new farmer, AC has relied on outside funding to help get her business started. She says last year was a good year. There were lots of government programs, and they helped her sell to food banks. One U.S. Department of Agriculture program in particular made a big difference. Local Food Purchase Assistance, LFPA for short. It started under President Joe Biden and essentially gave food banks money to buy directly from local farmers at a fair market price. A similar program helped small farms sell to schools. But this spring, President Donald Trump canceled previously allocated funding for both. For many, including AC, this was a huge blow.
Porque antes a mí el banco de comida me compraba cada semana, ¿verdad?
She says the food bank used to buy from her every week, but since Trump canceled the program, they've only bought from her once or twice.
Y sí nos está afectando toda esta situación, ¿no?
She says all of it's affecting her farm. Plus, inputs like fertilizer are pricier because of Trump's tariff policies. The Community Alliance for Family Farmers, or CAF, helps farmers sell their products. It also received some LFPA money. Hector Ryder is the co-director of CAF's farm-to-market program. He says the loss of federal funds has been especially hard on small-scale farmers.
What we end up with is with farmers that can't sell to their own communities.
Which is, of course, exactly what many want to do. A USDA spokesperson said last month the department released some of the terminated LFPA funds, and a new bill in Congress would create a similar source of funding. It has bipartisan support. According to a 2023 report, every dollar spent through LFPA has generated about $1.75 in local economic impacts.
What these programs create is not necessarily a subsidy, but it's a market channel that is actually accessible and pays fair market price.
Without those programs, Ryder says the options become selling to larger distributors or at farmers markets. Markets are more lucrative, but only after a lot of investment. A refrigerated truck, enough variety to supply a farm stand, and more people. Everardo Solorio and his cousin farm 23 acres in San Juan Bautista and Prunedale. The farmers markets they go to stretch from Hollister to Oakland, Sacramento, and Marin County. It takes a lot of people. They currently have 4 full-time and half a dozen part-time employees. But Solorio says heightened immigration enforcement worries him.
La verdad, pues, nos da de tomos como poco de temor por la gente que tenemos.
We're afraid for them, he says.
Nos han hablado, hey, ¿sabes qué? Me dijeron que esta inmigración en tal parte no vamos a poder ir.
And it affects where he sends them and who is willing to work. AC says people are especially afraid of being separated from their families.
Yo creo que lo que más temen es la separación, ¿no? Porque la gente aquí ya tiene muchos años.
She says sometimes she asks people how long they've been in the U.S. Often they say years, decades. AC says at that point you're not from somewhere else. You're from here because this is where your roots are, your kids, everything.
Aquí están tus vivencias, aquí está todo.
She says there was one day recently when her daughter's school gave the kids strawberries from local farms. The kids were so excited, they drew pictures for the farmers to thank them.
Que me dice mi hija también, ella está en otra escuela, pero dice, mamá, las fresas que me comí hoy eran tuyas. Le dije, no son mías, pero espero que algún día sean mías, ¿verdad?
She says when her daughter got home, she asked if the strawberries were her mom's. They weren't, but AC hopes one day they will be. Because, like so many small family farmers, she just wants to feed her community. In Salinas, Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.